Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Prayer Works Ministry. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for mercy, for grace. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you right now. Oh, blessed Savior, be merciful unto us and forgive us, oh God. Search our hearts, Lord. Whatever is not right, Lord, please be merciful. Forgive us, oh
mercy,
God.
Lord.
Take it away in the name of Jesus. We are calling on you tonight, Lord, to stop by here. Make your holy visitation, oh Lord. We pray, God, that you will reach out to the souls who are listening in on tonight, that you will bless them in a special way in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing come down upon us, Lord. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us strength and give us power. Help us, Lord, to do your will. We are calling on you tonight, Lord. Be merciful, oh God. Have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive our shortcomings, oh God. You know everything about us, Lord, and you know us better than we know ourselves. And we are looking unto you, and we are depending on you tonight. We need your help, my God. We need you, Lord, to make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus, not our will, Lord. But we want your will to be done in our lives. Help us, oh God, to surrender unto you. Help us, Lord God, to commit our way unto you and not go in a way of our own, neither lean to our own understanding, but lean and depend on you, Lord. For, oh God, we need you to order our steps, my God. Don't let us get off track, my Lord God. Don't let us drift or wander away from your will, oh God, and from your presence. In the name of Jesus, but Lord, keep us and preserve us. Take us through, Lord. We're being tested and spied down here. The enemy has risen up against us, oh God, but we need you to take up the battle and fight for us, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior, we're casting all our cares on you because we know you care for us, Lord. And we are praying a special prayer tonight, oh God, for Titus Edmonds Sr., Lord. Go into the hospital where he is and make your holy visitation.
Lord.
Lord, lay your hand upon him, Lord. Touch him, heal him, and save his soul in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And bless Evangelist May, Lord God. Bless the family, Lord Jesus. Bless the Pauled, oh family, oh God, while they're going through their bereavement. Give them comfort and consolation. Bless all the bereaved families, Lord, all of those who are sick in their bodies. Touch and heal them, Lord Jesus. And all of those, oh God, who are in trouble right now, be merciful and deliver their souls. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Look on us, oh God. Bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. For, Lord, you know just what to do. You know how to do it, oh, God, and when. Oh, we bless your name and we praise you, Lord. We ask you, oh, God, to let your word come forth and minister to every listener, Lord Jesus. Have your way evermore. We ask all of these and other blessings in your precious and holy name. And we give you thanks tonight, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Oh, God, and for everything you've already done, even for what you're doing right now and what you're about to do. We praise your holy name. We pray and ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Prayer Works Ministry is a God, pardon me for just one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just bear with us one moment. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry about that. Right. Amen. And I was just letting you know that Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, made whole through prayer and faith in God. We invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture taken from the third number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and it reads, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord, with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon my people, Selah. Thank God for the number of words, the third number of Psalm, the first drought, the eighth verse of drought's entirety. And again, thank you for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 551-241-6677, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. If you wish to correspond with us, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address PO Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland. Prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. I just want to remind everyone, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingham, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. Phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Manual Hoax teams up with Evangelist Matt Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Mr. Titus Edmond Sr., it's Vanessa Maybelle's father, who's currently in the hospital. Keep him in prayer. Howard Smith, his surgery was successful. Keep him in prayer as he recovers. Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family. AB asked for special prayer that God would take the case of alcohol away from her. Katrina Jones, that God would heal her from stage 3 ovarian cancer. The bereaved Cavaletti family, Amor Nix, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, bereaved Colbreth family, bereaved Thompson family, bereaved Edmond family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson and the Bruce Johnson family, all the Bree families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Please, again, forgive me for my delayed reaction. I thank you for your patience. And I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful opening scripture coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen, and also for those announcements. We do thank God for all of you who have taken the time to tune in on this evening, and we thank you for your prayers and your continued support. Praise the Lord. This is Friday night, and this is joy night. It's a time to give God the glory, and it's a time to praise the Lord, because salvation is of the Lord. It is the Lord who has saved us. Praise be to God. It is him who made it possible for us to escape the wrath to come. Oh, glory to God. And my soul is stirred, and I'm excited for what the Lord has done. And again, I am so grateful for how God continues to open doors and make ways, and how he healed me. Oh, praise the Lord. And I can't help but give this testimony of how the Lord touched and healed my body. When the enemy wanted it to go another way, God healed me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank him, because many people are leaving this world from COVID. And I had it again for the second time, but by the grace of God, I am healed. With his stripes, we are healed. And I thank God for blessing me. I count myself blessed. And I just want to give God the glory and honor, because it did not have to be so. But I am so happy to once again be in the land of the living, to be able to open my mouth and give God a praise. It is a blessing to just be alive. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, and I'm glad about it. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we're going to get for the word of God, and I do want to put on a previously recorded message from March of 2021. So I ask you to listen attentively and be blessed by the word of God. So at this time, I was on the Prayer News Network. I believe this is day 335, almost a year in, from when the Lord led evangelist Dr. Annette Bradley to start the PNN Network Global. And she began to go forth, and the Lord blessed the ministry and is yet blessing that ministry. So that's where this message was preached on that conference line. So at this time, the next you will hear is the introduction.
And tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare your heart and prepare your mind now to receive Pastor Sheila Amin. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is worthy to be praised. Indeed, it is a blessing to be back on the Prayer News Network Global one more time. By the grace of God, we are here. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer, because I know that prayer works all the time. Hallelujah. There has never been a time when prayer did not work. Amen. Prayer will not fail. Amen. Praise God. I'm so grateful. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for each and every one who's listening in. Amen. It's a blessing for us to be here by the grace of God. Once again, I just thank God for the Prayer News Network, for the woman of God. Amen. For all those who assist her, the advisors, and everyone who is supporting this great ministry, we thank God for you. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and have a brief word of prayer before we go into the scriptures. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. We humble ourselves, asking you for mercy and for grace. And Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we ask that you will search our hearts. And whatever you're not pleased with, Lord, forgive us, oh God, and take it away from us. And Lord, help us to hear your voice when you speak unto us. Send your word, Lord, and let your word have free course. Not our will, but let your holy will be done. And Lord, we pray right now that you will minister to every listener the things that they stand in need of. Praying that you would provide for them, oh God, spiritually, naturally, emotionally, financially, however, whatever the need is, oh Lord, we believe you right now, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Surely the Lord, he is worthy to be praise. Amen. It's a blessing for us to come back here once again and just listening to the continuation each night. Praise the Lord. Almost been a whole year. And what a blessing it is indeed, because somebody, somewhere needs this ministry on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. So I am so grateful. And I thank the Lord for what he has done. And at this time, let us turn our minds toward the word of God. And I would like to read a few verses of scripture. And those are St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 13 through 20. and Isaiah 35, verses 3 through 10. Amen. And before we go into the scriptures, I would like to mention a subject for tonight, and that is, Lord, show us the way. Hallelujah. Lord, show us the way. And a theme to focus on while the scriptures are coming forth would be, open my spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 13 reads, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, beginning with verse 3. And the Bible reads, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart. And the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, the fool shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and crying shall flee away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And as I often say, the Word of God is filled with spiritual nutrients. It's filled with all the blessings that we ever need. Hallelujah. For our souls, for our minds, even our natural being, we can find everything we need in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And I believe that the Lord began to speak in St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, and he telling those who are listening to enter in at the straight gate. Hallelujah. Straight is not spelled like S-T-R-A-I-G-H, but this straight is S-T-R-A-I-G, meaning limited spatial capacity, narrow or cramped. Hallelujah. So in other words, this is narrow. So he's saying, enter ye in at the great gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Praise the Lord, there are a lot of people who are on the broad way. You can find some of everything on the broad way because that way everything goes. Anything goes. But on the straight and narrow way, this is very strict and limited. Hallelujah. There are not too many who will find this straight and narrow way. Glory to God. But Jesus declares, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, hallelujah. And he also said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. So Jesus, he is the way. As he explained in the 14th verse, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The way that leads to life, not too many will find that way. Hallelujah. And he warned us to beware of false prophets. Many false prophets have risen and have already deceived many. Glory to God. Telling them falsehood. Amen. Telling them that, oh, you don't have to do all of this and this is not required. But the Lord is requiring us to enter in at the straight gate. Hallelujah. The narrow way. Oh, praise God. Not going along with the things of the world or becoming confined or rather conformed to this world. Oh, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Praise the Lord. The false prophets come in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They don't mean you any good whatsoever. And Jesus gave up the knowledge right here in the scripture to recognize when we see a said here, ye shall know them by their fruit. And he asked this question, do men gather grapes of thorns? You won't find grapes among thorns. You won't find figs of thistles. So then a false prophet in sheep clothing is out to deceive the people of God. And the one that's behind it all is Satan. He is leading these false prophets to lie and deceive the people. Glory to God. But we can look to the Lord and ask the Lord to show us the way. Amen. We ought not to believe everything, but by the Spirit, by the Word. Amen. Recognize what they are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Know them by their fruit. Watch the kind of life they live. Amen. Because many of them are perfecting and not possessing. Jesus said in the 18th verse, or rather the 17th verse, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. When you look at an orange tree, and if the tree could talk and tell you I'm an apple tree, but you're looking at oranges on the tree, that tree can say all it wants about what it is, but you can see by the fruit that it bears, it is an apple tree. You're not being judgmental, but this is something you can actually see. So it is with those who are professing Christ, amen, and the fruit that they are producing evil, then you know that they are not what they say they are. Amen. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. And so we move on over to Isaiah, the 35th chapter, verse 3. Now, believe that this scripture is very encouraging to the people of God, because we deal with so many things, amen. We look at our future sometimes, and it looks kind of grim. It looks like there's just no way we can keep on going on. But in this third verse, the prophet began to prophesy, saying, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Amen. Strengthen the weak hands. This is something we as ministers of the gospel, we as believers of the word of God, we need to come together and strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Amen. Confirm in this sense is to uphold. Glory to God, because the feebleness is lacking in strength, especially as a result of age or illness. And in spiritual terms, amen, being beat down by the devil, hallelujah, being confronted and attacked by the enemy. So let us strengthen the weak hands. In other words, let's uphold one another in prayer. Praise the Lord. Support one another. Confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come at with vengeance. Even God with a contempt. He will come and save you. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry. Glory to God. When we look and we cannot see the way, we can say, Lord, don't get away. Hallelujah. And he will show us the way. Lord, glory to God. And going on saying, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The things that God will do for his people, he will not withhold any good thing from us. But we have to believe him, and we have to trust him. We are walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. And we need to trust the Lord to take us by the hand and show us the way we ought to go. Praise the Lord. Somebody might be wondering, I just don't know how to do the Lord's will. I don't know what to do. Many of us are in the same position where we are faced with things and we don't know what to do about it. But the Lord will show us the way. Hallelujah. He says that the lame man shall leap as in heart, glory, and the tongue of the dumb is going to sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. God can do everything. There's nothing too hard for him. Oh, hallelujah. There's no situation that he cannot deliver us from. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's no sickness that he cannot heal. Oh, glory be to God. If you are in a dry desert and the ground is hot, hallelujah, God can bring about rains and water that works ground, amen, until it becomes a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. He can bring springs of water just by speaking the word. Hallelujah. He will bring it into existence. You might look and it's not there. It doesn't exist. But God can speak the word and it will appear. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. A way will appear because God speaks it. Amen. God can do everything. And the eighth verse says, and in highways shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. On the highway, you have everything on the highway, anything on the highway. But this way is like a road or a track, a path, a street for traveling along. It's different from the highway. And as it's described here by the prophet Isaiah, he says here, a highway shall be there, that's the broad way, and a way, that's the straight and narrow way. And that way shall be called the way of holiness. So thank you, Lord Jesus. The unclean shall not pass over it. Why? Because it is the way of holiness. It's the way of God. God is a holy God, and he will have holiness. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, those who shall not err therein. Wayfaring men. A wayfarer is a person who travels on foot. Hallelujah. Praise God. It shall be for those. And then the ninth verse says, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed. Oh, thank you, Lord. Shall walk there. The wayfaring men shall walk there. The term man is universal, meaning male and female. So walk there, hallelujah. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and an everlasting joy upon their heads. Well, thank you, Jesus. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and silence of lead away. It's going to leave us. Why? Because out of New Revelation 21 and 4 says that God will wipe all tears from their eyes. Amen. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, though we have every right, glory to God, to obtain joy and gladness, because the sorrow and the time shall lead away, is going to run away from it. The Lord is going to take it away from it. Praise to God. So let us obey the word of God when Jesus said, enter ye in at the church gate. Don't worry about who's on the Broadway, who's on the highway, who's going this way or that way, but you enter in at the straight gate. Why? Because it leads unto life, and that is everlasting life. Glory be to God. Only a few are going to find it. People don't like strictness. They don't like the narrow. They don't like the limited. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But we got to take off all of these things if we want to make it into the kingdom of the Lord. Asking the Lord to show you the way. Be prepared to shed off some things. Be prepared to leave some things behind. Be prepared to go in a way where others don't want to follow. Hallelujah. Because where he leads us, if we're not willing to follow, we won't make it. Glory to God. People do sing that song that where he leads me, I will follow. But do they really mean it in their heart when they start down the straight and narrow way? Many will give up and fall by the wayside. They'll take a detour and jump on the highway. Why? Because it's not as limited. It's not as strict. Hallelujah. They can do anything they want to do and still say that they're on their way to heaven anyhow. Praise be to God, but not so. We need to ask the Lord to show us the way. We need the Lord to open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears so that we can see what he is showing us. We can hear what he is saying to us. Many times we are going along and we somehow another end up taking a detour that we didn't intend to take. Praise the Lord. But God has a way of getting us back on track. Glory to God. So we need to call out to the Lord and say, Lord, show me the way. Because indeed the enemy might be standing in your path while you're traveling of a straight gate. Amen. And he might have the right detour signs and arrows pointing to another way, but don't listen to those false prophets steering you away from where God wants you to go. Amen. But you look to the Lord. You ask the Lord to show you the way. Amen. And he will do just that. Praise the Lord. Sometimes people, by no fault of their own, they fall victim to false teaching and deceitfulness. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Jesus surely declared that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. His word is truth. Amen. His word is right. His word is so right. Glory to God that you will know the truth. And the truth is going to make you free. The truth shall make you full. Glory be to God. And you shall be free. Because if the Son indeed has made you free, he said, you shall be free indeed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his word. His word is so precious. Amen. There's so much in the word of God. The Lord, he gives us the instructions that we need. Amen. He warns us of things around us and things to look out for. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us be aware of our surroundings. Let's be careful what and who we listen to, because sometimes they may appear as an angel of light. And that's just how the enemy will creep up and creep in. Cannot allow that. Amen. We must keep our trust in the Lord, and we must look to him to show us the way. Amen. I heard the evangelist praying, and she was rebuking the spirit of confusion, because people are confused. Amen. And they're subject to fall under these teachings, these false doctrines. Amen. Doctrines of devils and all. Praise the Lord. Because of the confusion in their mind, don't know what to believe, don't know which way to go, where to turn. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Lord, show us the way. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. So don't allow this to happen to you. Sometimes you just have to be careful and not listen to all kinds of people on the internet, on YouTube, here and there. Don't listen to all of these doctrines, because that's how the enemy slips in. Praise the Lord. Why did Jesus warn, saying, beware of false prophets, which come to you? They come to you in sheep clothing, but in them they are ravening wolves. They are ready to devour you. Oh, hallelujah. But you be watchful and ask the Lord to show you the way. He'll open your eyes and your ears, glory to God, and put you on high alert. Glory, hallelujah. When you hear his voice, you will recognize it is the voice of the Lord calling you, amen, leading you and guiding you. It is the voice of the Lord teaching you what his commandments are and what he requires of you, what his will is for your life. The Lord God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. The Lord will come and save you. Oh, hallelujah. And he will offer a recompense. In other words, a pay, a payment or reward. Praise be to God. If you keep the faith, the Lord will give you that recompense. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll come with vengeance. That punishment that he'll inflict on your enemy. Amen. I heard my daughter tell me about a woman who went in her backyard to try to burn a Bible. And when she set fire to the Bible, the fire jumped onto her house and her neighbor's house. And we were just talking about how God is a consuming fire. Oh, praise the Lord. And she didn't know what she was doing. Glory to God. You cannot mess with God's people. And this is God's word, his written word that she tried to destroy. But God let her know that he is a consuming fire, and jumped on her house and the neighbor's house. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for the word of God. I thank God for each one of you and for your patience. And at this time, maybe there is someone who's been just fumbling around in the dark and not sure which way to go, which way to turn, what to do. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God is reaching out to you to show you the way. He's reaching out to you right now to open your spiritual eyes and your spiritual ears so that you will know the way. Amen. You might have been going along for quite some time thinking that you're going the right way. But now you realize that you don't know which way you're going. Praise the Lord. But God will give you that I know sometimes when we're traveling, we get a little turned around and we end up going the wrong way. We should be going north and we end up going south. Hallelujah. It can happen. Praise the Lord. But the Lord knows how to turn us around and point us in the direction he will have us to go. Praise the Lord. If there is anyone at this time who would like to give your life to Jesus, who would like to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, anyone who's listening right now, I want you to know that Jesus is standing with his hands outstretched, inviting you to come and receive him as your personal Savior. He wants to save you out of whatever you're in, any trouble or problem, evil. However, he will save you. Hallelujah. Your soul is so important. He will save your soul. Glory to God. And he will deliver you from any habit that you are not able to break. Praise be to God. Jesus loves you, and he wants to save your soul. He wants to come into your heart and dwell there. He wants to live inside of you, and he wants to use you for his glory. Is there one right now who would like to press star 6 and come over on the platform and accept Jesus tonight, this night? Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Is there one right now who is willing to walk away from the world, to turn from your ways, amen, to repent of your sins, asking the Lord to forgive you and take away your sins, and inviting him to come inside of your heart? There one. Is there one? You can press star 6 and come over on the platform and acknowledge your desire to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. No need to be ashamed. Amen. Is there one tonight? If not, if there's someone tonight who has a special prayer request or petition, and you would like to make it known openly, you're welcome to press star 6 and come over on the platform and make your petition known. Is there one tonight who would like to request prayer? You're welcome to come over on the platform. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your praise be to God. And if you don't desire to openly make your petition known, you can do so right now in your heart. You can talk to the Lord and make your petition known as we prepare to go to God in prayer, hallelujah, in faith, believing God together. So thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us prepare our hearts and our minds. Bring our minds in and let us pray unto the Lord. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we humbly come before you, humbling ourselves, Lord, as humble as we know how, asking you for grace, asking for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, interceding for that one who wants to give their life to you, Lord, asking you to please forgive their sins and wash away their sins. Oh, my God, blot out transgressions. And, Lord Jesus, wash away all iniquity. Lord, fill them with your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look down on each and every one who is in this prayer tonight and on this line listening, God. We ask you, Lord, to stretch forth your mighty hand in the name of Jesus and lay your hand on each one by one, and name by name. Lord, we come to you with a special prayer request tonight, asking you to please bring comfort and consolation to the bereaved Aubrey family. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you will visit them, Lord, wherever they are, that your Holy Spirit will be in the midst of them. Oh, God, lift them up right now, Lord, and ease the pain of their heart. Lord, we know that only you can comfort them in this difficult time. And we're praying, Lord Jesus, that you will have mercy on this family. Lord God, whatever they need, we're asking you to supply in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you will give us guidance and that you will show us the way. Lord, we don't know which way to go all the time, and we're looking to you for our guidance. We're looking to you for direction. Lord, please, Jesus, have mercy right now and let your holy will be done. Lord, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We believe that you have forgiven our sins. We believe, Lord, that we have the petition we requested in this prayer. We believe, Lord, and we thank you, God. We bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord, and we lift you up. We give you all the glory and honor, because all belong unto you. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for these, your people. Lord Jesus, we are asking you right now that you will bless every family member that's represented by the listeners on the line tonight, one by one and name by name, even the extended family. Oh, God, bless every one of them with the blessing that they stand in need of. And we're asking you to remember those who are on the prayer list. God, look on those names that are written on every list globally. Asking you to intervene right now. Send your power, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask for strength and for power. We ask for encouragement. Oh, Lord, whatever the needs are, we're looking at you, God, and we're depending on you, Lord, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we ask you to continue to bless this ministry. Continue, Lord, to bless your woman servant. Oh, my God, lead her, guide her in the way that you will have her to go. And those that support her, Lord, we ask that you will bless them also to contribute continually to this ministry in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you in advance. We thank you, oh, God, for healing. We thank you for comfort and for consolation. We thank you, oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for mending the brokenhearted. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for regulating that troubled mind. Oh, Lord Jesus, right now, oh, blessed Savior, for all that you've done, for what you're doing even now while we're praying this prayer. And we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. We ask, God, that you accept our prayer and that you let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And whatever it is that we did not mention in this prayer, that we needed to mention, Lord, for we don't know what to pray for as we pray. We're asking you, Lord, to please let it be done according to your holy will and grant it, oh God. We ask in your name. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen in the prayer saying, Lord, show us the way, open my spiritual eyes. And she really began to teach in this message, even breaking down the meaning of the word straight in the context that the scripture is stated. In this narrow way, it's a way that leads to life. You have to give some things up to walk on this way. And she even began to talk about how we can be misled by these doctrines of devil. We have to be so watchful, and we have to ask God to show us the way. Amen. I thank God. If any clergy are on, you're certainly welcome to remarks. I know this is a different format, but you are certainly welcome to have remarks. Thank God for Evangelist Maybell. Pray for her. Her father is in the hospital. She's with him. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly thank God for this broadcast on this evening. Once again, we thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Dr. Evangelist Khadija. All things that are done in the Word of God is very encouraging. And I tell you, I didn't know I had said all the things I said, but thanks be to God. The word of God lifted me and encouraged me, and I thank God for his word. And it's good to go back and to listen, and you can gain so much more from hearing the word of God over and over and over. And something that you didn't remember or something that didn't stand out, the next time you hear it, it'll stand out, and it'll stick with you. Praise the Lord. So I do thank God for this broadcast and for this ministry and how the Lord is constantly blessing this ministry and causing it to grow and to expand. And I'm glad about it. Amen. And your prayers are much needed, so we ask you to please continue to pray for us and also keep those who are on the prayer list in your prayers. And again, if there's any clergy who would like to call in and give remarks, you can dial 551-241-6677. No access code is needed. That number once again is 551-241-6677. And so if you have a testimony or you want to sing a song or say some encouraging words, have remarks, you are welcome to use our guest call-in line to be live on the air with us. Praise the Lord at any time during our broadcast. And I believe that is all for this evening. Anything else? Dr. Khadija?
No, it's not at this time.
Man, praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord for all things. And again, please pray a special prayer for Evangelist Maybell's father, who is in the hospital, Titus Edmond Sr. Please pray a special prayer for him. And we look forward to you tuning in with us once again on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.